No, he's there. Or he's just really quiet and we can't hear him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, were you actually able to hear us though?
Yeah, I've heard everything.
Okay, cool. So I don't know if you're hearing, but you know how with the different sales tactic, which way to proceed, because you know, there are concerns, you know, we want to guarantee the work you're putting in, but do you think people will be too scared of the price tag? But then remember the type of people that we would attract who would pay. If we get enough of them in, like, how many sites again? We only need what? Well, sorry, we need how much? How many leads a day?
It all depends on the price.
Yeah.
The prices aren't set in stone. We can't say how many sites we need.
We're still more or less gravitating around $100 up front and then $20 monthly kind of thing. Right? They wouldn't be, like, expecting just that. How many would we need?
Well, that's what Scott is suggesting. It's going back to just $100 and then $20 monthly. But if we do that, we need the $100 up front, or, you know, we're not going to...
Oh, sorry. Actually, no. Yeah, sorry. But slicing up the 100 into 15, like in stages.
No, it's 50 and 50.
Half and half? Ooh. Maybe if it was like $20.
Originally, I proposed $15
yeah.
and then the $100
$15
and then the 20 monthly, which
yeah.
we agreed upon.
Yeah.
And then he said, hey, why don't we just cut the $100 in half instead? And it's like, okay, that gives us $50 up front. That's even better.
But
and now he's reneging on that, so.
Yeah, no, I think the original $15 makes more sense than $50. Now, I was very surprised when I heard that, too, unless there's obviously, you know, you miscommunicated that, but $15 I think works as an upfront fee. I think to keep that. Now, if we're going back to that system, sure, it's not as much as 50, but I think it's more realistic. But we can't really offer free demos.
The thing is if we're only doing 15, we can't do the domain registry.
No.
If we only charge 15, we can't do the domain registration and the email configs and all that stuff. That's what actually hooks the customer, because then they can't go to somebody else and get the domain.
How much is the domain?
$15.
Yeah.
You use all of that to the domain.
Then we can make that. That's the whole point in having $15.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It'd just be something basically done with the logo or the color scheme or whatever.
As long as everything's watermarked, though, if it's watermarked.
Neither Justin nor I nor any other graphics agent or any other coding agent are really willing to put a lot of time and effort into these customizations when they're not a guaranteed sale.
Unless we have to for the first few customers.
I can understand that, but you also got to think from the customer's point of view. If we're offering a free demo, if it's just something very basic that isn't any real changes or anything to it that suits their business.
Well, maybe we're not offering a free demo then.
Okay, hold on. Let's keep the floor. Okay, Dan, sorry. Finish what you were saying, and then we're going to present counterpoint. Because, I mean, we just got to figure out what's going on here. So can you reiterate what you were saying? Just finish off what you were saying. I want to know what he was actually, he's saying that.
Well, basically all I was getting at is that, yeah, okay, they initially select the template or whatever they like, and then for like $15, they send us their logo and any sort of minor color changes or whatever that they want that template. And then it'll just give them a base idea. It's not actually going to be a hell of a lot of custom work.
Okay, how much time did you spend on Acts of Kindness today, Justin? And bear in mind, this is without content. I'd say myself, I put about 3 hours into it. Now, 3 hours for free, I'm not interested in. No, sorry.
No worries, but like, remembering Lita Binns, you know, great woman, whatever, like, but... You know, a lot of work was put into that site, but she can't, like it can't be supported. So we have to mothball that project. So I mean, sure we can put in the hours and it won't cost us anything to maintain it, but there's a lot of time put into creating that site that we could have done to make, for the total time, we could have made like maybe 20 sites.
Because there's over 100 sites.
Yeah. So I mean, we're definitely going a different route, but still, until we can churn out a large enough customer base, then we can stay doing free demos, like if it's economically feasible. But we still need that guarantee. Now we need a paycheck, especially if, you know, some of us want to go more, get more hours.
In my opinion, it mainly just needs more sales agents. We got to ask as many friends as we can who don't mind talking to people to be sales agents.
Yeah, resumes. Can you send me an email right now about that? Sending my sister's resumes, because I'll remember. Man, that's some good meat.
Yeah. Well, pretty good.
Huh?
I know it. It just makes us our happiness.
Well, I mean.
When we don't have weed, we get bitchy at each other.
Did you? Arnold Schwarzenegger was opening the talks to the. Talk about legalizing marijuana. He's kind. He's saying he's against it, though. So I guess, you know, that's to make Republicans happy. You've seen the YouTube of Arnold Schwarzenegger selling day. Oh, it's awesome. Like, he fucking smokes a huge ass joy bed. Oh, it's awesome.
You know, that's just what our economic economy
right now. Oh man, the guy is saying $1.3 billion can be put from taxation.
No, that would cut in paychecks because sales have a standard percentage that they make. They only get paid out of a fully done customer, so you know, they may not make all that much, but hey, it's not too much to put in a couple hours a day for, you know, maybe getting a paycheck out of it.
Yeah, I know, you know. It's just, it makes economic sense, and that's why I think it'll be legalized.
That's pretty much what it's going to be, because those ones aren't going to be doing much work. Those guys are just going to be bringing in the leads.
There's people who are profiting from the drug war right now. But anyways, they're outmoded, hopefully soon. Yeah, we're on board.
I think it's acceptable.
So, beauty. So we've got a two-tiered system there, Dan.
They're not.
I think we both are on. We're, you know... getting in guaranteed people for free, no problem, referral system. And then the unknowns from outsider, you know, monkey sphere, those are the ones you're going to ask for $15.
20.
20 bucks. Yeah, make it 20. 20 is $19.95.
There we go. Well, yeah. You do your pricing.
Maybe 94. No, 94 is weird. Makes it think it's cheap.
Not only that, but if we load it by five, that means the sales can get a $5 discount or up to a $5 discount, I think.
If you buy it, we'll give you 20%
off. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Yeah, for the yearly prepaid customers, they don't necessarily have to pay that $15. I guess they'd still have to pay the $100, but they wouldn't have to pay the $15.
You'll have to do that in a chart. They're
20.
Oh, but that's easily doable. Perfect. Hey, did you hear what we were saying about basically for customers who go prepaid, we can just charge them the 15, not the full 20. So that way we've got $5 to play with. We can offer discounts, you know, like to sign them up, incentives.
Hey, did you know we had Michael Moore working for us?
Yeah.
Michael Moore.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
not the same. Not the same person. I know. Wrote the movies, but yeah, he's got the same name.
Sorry, Dan. So yeah, just go over that again.
Fahrenheit 9/11 and Fast Food One. He's not the same person. He's got the same name. But I'm like, we can get recommendations from Michael Moore and have Michael Moore.com, all kinds of things like that. Oh yeah. Situation.
Yeah, per case, I mean, exactly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there'll be a referral, and then there won't be a referral. It'll be just, you know, normal. So, I mean, I don't mind, like, a referral. Like, I know my good friends, they're going to...
Yeah,
yeah. Good stuff. All right.
little small changes.